History happened right here, the living room of this 18th-story condo in Chicago's Rogers Park neighborhood.
First same-sex couple in the state of Illinois, yeah. She stood right there, and Bernita and I were there. We had
66-year-old Patricia Ewart shows me the very spot where she married her wife, Vernita Gray, last November, just days after an emergency federal court order. Video shot by the Windy City Times shows Pat in a spunky leopard print blouse, Vernita in a dark blazer with a white rose boutonniere, the room packed with friends. At that point, Vernita was 64 and nearing the end of a long fight with cancer, which had spread to her bones and to her brain. But Pat says the wedding day, November 27th, was still pure joy.
And so the day of, you know, I was still living in complete denial. You know, I kept telling everybody, she's not that sick.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Illinois, I join you in marriage and pronounce you wife and wife, now and forever.
They weren't married long. Ewart and Gray were one of eight same-sex couples in Cook County who were allowed to get married early due to terminal illness. Not only were these the first same-sex marriages in state history, but their circumstances marked some of the first legal tests of what gay rights activists had been fighting for, rights relating to medical decisions, estates, and federal benefits. By mid-March, Vernita's health had declined. She'd been in and out of hospice and finally went home with Pat, again surrounded by family and friends.
We went back in and we were with her when she breathed her last breath. And it was interesting. It was kind of sweet in some ways because it still felt like she was with us. And we just kind of sat around the bed and talked about her and, you know, the happy times and the good times. And probably after about 20 minutes, then it felt like she was gone.
And then the phone calls. A death certificate, a property to sell, insurance, and social security arrangements. Pat says the couple had had trouble in the past with a hospital that refused to recognize their civil union, but she says marriage made a huge difference.
Was it the word wife that did it? I mean, is that people just get
I
it then?
I honestly believe it was the word wife that did it. Being someone's partner, being in a civil union, a lot of people don't get it. They get what wife means.
Wife and also husband.
Right here. His back was here.
57-year-old Ken Elio shows me the spot on the floor in his bathroom where he found his longtime partner, Ron Dorfman, dead of heart failure on February 10th.
Here's his wedding ring, so I still put it in there.
Well, this is his wedding ring that you keep in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he died right here.
Right, so I put it in there.
Elio and Dorfman were married on December 13th, after a doctor told them Dorfman's heart disease meant he could have just weeks to live. He was 73. It was an intimate ceremony with a priest and a couple friends at the hospital chapel.
We considered that day the best days of our lives, so we were actually very happy those 3 months.
Elio says what was extraordinary after finding his husband there in the bathroom and everything that's followed is just how ordinary things have been. The cop at the scene didn't ask any questions when he told them about their marriage, and nobody else has either.
It would have been so devastating if this was not granted, because I would have had a hard time following up, you know, after the death, you know, all the papers and all that, and Illinois is doing this right.
Dorfman is still everywhere. The wedding ring in the bathroom, his collection of American flag artwork hanging around the condo, and a journal entry Elio wrote about the night he first met his husband 20 years ago. The entry he read at their wedding ceremony.
Fast. All Ken could remember that night was the roses strewn on the way to the car of the shining man named Ron. And the rest, as they say, was history.
Alex Keefe, WBEZ.